Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 7th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a quarter of a cent, closing at 348.5. November beans taking a big hit, down 48.5 cents, closing at 1024.75. September wheat down 3 cents, closing at 425.5. Beans obviously under huge pressure as the rains are certainly helping a bean crop, helping the corn crop. Anybody who thinks a bean crop is made in July, I think is certainly wrong. But with the funds long as much as they are and the technicals looking as bad as they do, they're blowing out once again. So I still think they're long 100,000 beans and about 70,000 corn, which tells me we could have, more selling out here. This was an outside down day in the November beans, closing under the 10-day moving average, closing under the 50-day moving average. I think these funds are in deep trouble, and I think they've got more to sell out here. The weather looks near perfect. Nothing over, like in Iowa, 90 to 91 degrees a couple of days next week, but with some more rains. So the weather looks pretty ideal out here. Certainly, we're making the corn crop with all these rains right when we need to see them. And if we get one more rain next week, corn crop's made, in my opinion. It would take an early frost or an incredible hailstorm. What's interesting is that we had the good news on the corn this morning. We were up 10 cents on it and only closed a quarter of a cent higher here. Not a very good close considering the news. What the market is telling you is you can lose 7 million metric tons in Brazil, and it doesn't make a whole lot of difference because the U.S. balance sheet could be much, much bigger than anybody thinks it's going to be. And with the dollar so strong, we're up another 20 ticks on the dollar here today with all the problems in Europe and around the world. We could see some more downside action here, no question about it. So, tough day pretty much all the way around. Poor close in the corn, poor close in the wheat, a terrible close in the beans. The good news is out there that the corn is still holding the lows from yesterday. We closed just over the low from Tuesday. So we're hopefully trying to make some kind of a bottom in here. On the wheat, we didn't take out yesterday's low. We didn't take out the low from the day before. We've had three lows that have been higher in a row here. Now this was a spike down on the wheat, but again, we haven't violated the first of the Monday lows out here, which is, hopefully a decent sign out here. The fact that we'd only closed four lower with beans down 50, I think is an indication that the funds are long 100,000 wheat, and they're going to buy wheat and sell beans out here. So I'm a little bit hopeful on the corn and wheat still, even though these weren't great closes, but the beans I still think have some more downside. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.